UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will begin a trip to Myanmar tomorrow, where he is expected to press the military regime to release all their political prisoners and prepare for credible elections next year. According to Burma Campaign UK, the number of political prisoners has doubled since 2006, and 8 attempts by UN envoy Ibrahim Gambari to meet with military leaders and political prisoners Aung San Suu Kyi have been refuted. The timing of Ban's visit coincides with opposition leader Suu Kyi's trial, which is set to resume tomorrow. Burma Campaign Director Mark Farminer told us more about what is likely to happen.
Well, I think there is good and there's bad in this visit. It's good that Ban Ki-moon himself is getting personally engaged. As we have seen, the system of sending envoys to Burma to try to bring about change has completely failed. And we've been arguing for a long time that Ban Ki-moon needs to personally take on the issue. We are not that optimistic that anything will come from this visit. We are expecting Ban Ki-moon to say this is just the start of a process and he'll be back later for further talks, which is very disappointing because that's exactly what the UN envoys have been doing for 20 years. It's going to take a lot more pressure from Ban Ki-moon than we see him willing to give at the moment. He's still being very cautious and diplomatic, which I know is the UN way, but in the case of Burma, where you have generals who are brutal killers, who have fought in the jungles of Burma in campaigns of ethnic cleansing, where rape is being used, where people are being tortured and executed, the people running Burma are not the normal type of world leaders that the UN is used to dealing with. They are not reasonable and they need to be treated differently.